I welcome every one of you today in Jesus' name. And I pray that as the Lord has been blessing us from the beginning of this workers' retreat, refreshing, reviving, uplifting, the Lord will continue in every life today in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this hour. We bless your name because of what you've done already. And we thank you for what you'll continue to do. We're praying, O Lord, that this morning you open the heavens for every one of us in Jesus' name. Weariness, tiredness, fainting, let everything vanish away. And infuse us, inject us with heavenly power and anointing in Jesus' name. I pray those who are weak will become strong, and those who are sick will become well, and everything will go in the direction of reviving, renewing our strength in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Today we're coming to a faith clinic. And the subject this morning is faith that prevails in all trials. What a glorious thing to know from the word of God that whatever may come the way of a child of God, of a servant of God, the faith that prevails, the faith that overcomes, and the faith that remains triumphant in all temptations or troubles or tribulation or trial, the Lord has made available. And I believe you will prevail in Jesus' name. Faith that prevails in all trials. We're coming to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 2, reading from verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. By natural strength, by natural ability, by natural authority, shall no man, no one prevail. Whether those who are outside or those who are inside, the only thing that makes us to prevail is the faith we have in God. Because the faith we have in God connects us with the power of God and connects us with the Christ of Calvary, who has overcome death, overcome disease, overcome demons, overcome everything that might throw itself against a child of God. And when he gives us that faith, the faith that moves mountains, the faith that have answers to prayer, and the faith that climbs every hurdle, jumps every hurdle, when he gives us that faith, we will prevail. We must prevail. Look at verse 10. In verse 10 it says, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Let's look at Exodus chapter 14, reading from verse 13. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm sure you know the story here. The children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. They came out of the iron furnace. They came out of that oppressive authority over them that kept them under, kept them in slavery for such a long time. And now they had been delivered and redeemed, and they came out of that furnace of affliction. After coming out, Pharaoh decided, why should we let them go? They must remain perpetual slaves of his country. And so he gathered all his chariots together, and he gathered all the people that will bring those Israelites, bring them back. And then he was running after them. And when the Israelites saw them, they were afraid. What are we going to do? We come to perish. This by the Red Sea. That was the time Moses told them, fear ye not. I come to tell you this morning, fear ye not. Whatever may be happening, fear ye not. The wind, wild wind is blowing, fear ye not. And the storm is rising higher. The stormy sea and the waves on the sea, they're kind of violent. The Lord is telling you tonight, today, calm down, fear ye not. Stand still. Don't run helter-skelter. And don't run into the hands, into the midst of the Egyptian chariots. Just stay where you are, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Somebody help me shout today. Shout it aloud. Moses did not know what method God will use. Something that never happened before was going to happen. But Moses had the assurance that whatever God will do and whatever method he will apply, today at that time, they will see the salvation and the release and the recovery and the authority and the passing through of the children of Israel. And so he said, you will see the salvation which he will show you today for these Egyptians whom ye have seen today. Ye shall see them again no more forever. I thought there'll be a good amen there. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you. He'll fight for you. He'll fight for your family. He'll fight for a local church. He'll fight for the whole church. The Lord himself shall fight for you. And he shall hold your peace. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, it's one thing for us leaders to talk to the people. It's one thing for us to encourage the people. But it's also very good, even better, for our ears to be open, our hearts to be open. And then God can speak to us from heaven. The Lord said unto Moses, I pray the channel of communication between you and God will not be blocked in Jesus' name. You see, the problem of workers, the problem of leaders, the problem of the servants of God is that they think they already know what to do, and they know the way to go, and they know how to decide, and they know when to be here, when to be there, and they never listen afresh unto the Lord. But you see, at every time, every occasion, you need to keep your ears, your heart, your spirit open, so that as the Lord is speaking, every day, with every challenge that comes, you'll hear the voice of God in Jesus' name. What if Moses was like other Christian leaders today? All they have heard is when they started with him at the time of the burning bush. And the Lord said, I've called you, I've come. I come to deliver my people. Some people, the only time they heard the Lord is at the beginning of the journey, at the beginning of their conversion, at the beginning of their call into the kingdom of God. But now today, problems come, storms come, difficulties come, challenges come, and they never hear the Lord again. They never hear, this is the way, walk ye in it. But thank God for Moses. It says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And then in verse 16, it says, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. He had never done that before. Divide it. What you have never done, you will do. Miracles you have never seen, you will see. The victory, the triumph that you have never seen in your life, since you became a Christian, since you became a worker, now is a new day. I said now is a new day, and you will see them in Jesus' name. He says, stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. That's how God gave them deliverance, and they had the faith that prevails in all their trials. It happened to them, it will happen to you. The faith that conquers, the faith that overcomes, and the faith that prevails. Three things we're looking at in the message. Number one, the foolishness and deception of hardened persecutors. Those Egyptians, they oppressed the Israelites, and they were foolish in their thinking, deceptive in their thinking. They were hardened in their hearts. That's why they could ever think, with all the miracles that are taking place in the land of Egypt, and with all the exploits that had been done by the rod of Moses, that anybody could rise up and gather chariots together and run after them, is a sign of foolishness and deception in those hardened persecutors. Number one, the foolishness and deception of hardened persecutors. Number two, the faithlessness and despair of fearful, heartless people. Heartless people are the people that have straw for backbone. They didn't have any backbone. They couldn't stand. And once they saw what they saw, now blocked their mind to all the miracles that had happened for them and through them in the past in the land of Egypt, and they became faithless. I pray you will not be faithless. I want to hear a good amen. And it is the faithlessness that caused their despair, their despondency, and their crying. What shall we do? Are we going to die here? Because they were fearful and they were heartless without having a backbone. The faithlessness and despair of fearful, heartless people. But number three, the fullness of dominion. That's what I have. I said that's what I have. That's what you have in Jesus' name. The fullness of dominion for forward moving, hopeful pilgrims. Forward moving. We're going to move forward. We're going to move up. Everywhere the Lord has demanded and commanded, we will be eventually. We will be there in Jesus' name. The fullness of dominion for forward moving, hopeful pilgrims. Let's come to number one. Number one, the foolishness and deception of hardened persecutors. As we look at Proverbs chapter 24, we're looking at verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination unto men as well as unto God. Those children, those Egyptians that gathered their chariots together again, and they were pursuing the children of Israel, the very thought of their heart that they could overcome those Israelites, that thought of foolishness is sin. They scorned God. They scorned the people of God. They scorned Moses and Aaron. They scorned all those Israelites who had been delivered by the mighty power of God out of Egypt on their way to Canaan. Look at verse 8. In verse 8 it says, he that devises to do evil, he that plans to do evil, he who proposes to do evil, he who develops strategy to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. And that's what happened to the Egyptians. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the thought of foolishness in hardened pretenders. pretenders. They pretended not to know that God is mighty, God is powerful, and fighting against God is fruitless. The thought of foolishness in hardened pretenders. Number two, the tragedy of forgetfulness on haughty persecutors. Haughty, proud, pompous, self, and a self-filled or self-satisfied persecutors. They forgot what had happened to them in all those 10 plagues that came upon the land of Egypt. The tragedy that came upon them for their forgetfulness. Number three is the terror of fighting against the highest power. The highest power. The power that created the heavens and the earth. The terror of fighting against the highest of powers. Look at number one, is the thought of foolishness in hardened pretenders. We're looking in at Exodus chapter 14, verse 3. Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. The Lord knew his thought, and the Lord knows every thought. The thoughts of the people that think they're going to overrun and they're going to destroy all the people of God and they're going to bring them back under servitude and slavery. He knows the thought of everyone before they even think the thought is much ahead of them. And he will neutralize all those negative thoughts of the pretenders in Jesus' name. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart. I'll allow him to have his way. I'll allow him to rise up and pursue the children of Israel, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh. The Lord will be honored over all your enemies and the enemies of the church in Jesus' name. And upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Look at verse 5. It says in verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was hardened. It's like they had one heart, the heart of Pharaoh, the heart of all his servants united together, now singular, it says, was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? Look at verse 6. It says, and he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Verse 7. It says, and he took 600 chosen chariots. He didn't know they were going to perish. And all the chariots of Egypt, all of them, and the captains over every one of them. In verse 8, it says, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. They pretended not to know that God is mighty, that God is powerful, that God already had visited them with judgment, and the firstborn of every animal and every man, the firstborn died in one night. And yet they pretended not to know the power of such a mighty God. And then they went in there on their way. We're looking at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness. It's now appealing to the people of God. Don't have a heart like that of persecutors. The heart like the heart of hardened sinners, the heart like the heart of the thoughtless people who didn't know, who didn't want to know the might and the power of God. Jerusalem, watch thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? I pray that that kind of thought, evil thought, will not be in our hearts in Jesus' name. Look at number two. Number two is the tragedy of forgetfulness on haughty persecutors. The tragedy of forgetfulness. Let me just remind you of the things that happened to them that night, that all the firstborn died, and they buried all the firstborn of every family in every house in Egypt. They shouldn't have forgotten so soon. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, we're reading from verse 9. It's telling us, it says, all this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. We must consider all that God has done. We must consider all his judgment of the past. We must consider all his judgment of yesteryears, just a few days ago. And then this person said, this is what I've seen. I'll apply my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man rules over another to his own hurt. You see, there are people, they never consider that. All they want to do is oppress. All they want to do is rule over another group of people. All they want to do is to hold the people of God captive and rule over them. But eventually Pharaoh and all those people discovered there is a time wherein one man rules over another to his own hurt. You see, the people who are bent on ruling over other people, controlling other people, subjecting other people under the authority, they never think of the repercussion, of the result of that against their lives. But please always remember, don't be like Pharaoh, and don't get into the tragedy of forgetfulness and into the thoughtlessness, in their foolishness, that there is a time when a Pharaoh, when a Nebuchadnezzar, when a Herod might want to rule over another one to their own hurt. There is a time wherein one man rules over another to his own hurt. Let's come to number three here. Number three is talking about the terror of fighting against the highest power. The terror of fighting against the highest power. You will not be like Pharaoh. Okay, I will not be like Pharaoh. I will not fight against the Almighty God. I will not fight against his plan. Whatever he has purposed to do, even if you fight against it, he is still going to do what he will do. And therefore, it is a mindlessness that makes a man, that makes a woman, that makes a Pharaoh, that makes any of the servants of Pharaoh to fight against or to plan to fight against the highest power. In Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 9, Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 9, it says, woe unto him that striveth against his maker. Woe unto him, woe unto her, woe unto the ruler, woe unto the king, and woe unto that unbeliever, that sinner, that backslider, or anyone that will have it in his heart, he wants to fight against his maker. Woe, damnation, doom, destruction, judgment, eternal perdition unto him that striveth against his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou, or thy work? He has no hands. Those who try to fight against the Almighty God, they will suffer on earth and suffer in eternity. And if God has made a plan for your life, and anybody tries to fight against that plan, they're not fighting against you, they're fighting against their maker. Damnation to them, judgment will come upon them. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're reading from verse 22. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? How strong is the man? How great is the man that will try to fight against his creator? Pride fight against his maker. Are we stronger than he? Pharaoh discovered eventually he was not as strong as God. Not even as strong as one angel. Not even as strong as the rod of Moses. He was destroyed. All the enemies of the Israelites and the people of God will eventually perish in the Red Sea, as it happened then. It will still happen. I said it will still happen. Let's come to point number two now. Point number two is the faithlessness and despair of fearful, heartless, spineless people. We're coming to Numbers chapter 14, reading from verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Can you imagine the children of Israel, the people of his watches, and the people of power, and the people of purpose, and the people that were chosen by the Almighty God, and they were to follow him unto the land flowing with milk and honey? Can you imagine them all through one night crying and sobbing and weeping because of their faithlessness? I pray it will not happen to you. You will not cry before the devil. You will not cry before the demons. You'll not cry before any persecutor. You will not cry before all those pretending Egyptians. In Jesus' name, the Lord himself, who has raised you up, who has called you, and he called you to be an overcomer. Every day, whatever storm, whatever trial comes, you will be an overcomer in Jesus' name. Now, overcomers and victors and conquerors don't cry before the people they are going to defeat. Every enemy that comes in your life, you will defeat them. You will be on top. Your life will be preserved in the sight of the Lord in Jesus' name. If you are the conqueror, if you are the overcomer, why will you then be crying before the people that you are going to wipe out, and the Lord is going to give you victory over them? You'll never cry before those weak enemies in Jesus' name. Look at James chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 6. James chapter 1. We're looking at verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Whenever you have a problem, ask that the Lord will solve that. But let him ask in faith. Whenever you have a challenge, go and ask the Lord to remove the challenge. He has given you the promise, whatsoever ye will ask, he will give it unto you. There's no reason to cry. There's no reason to be fearful. There's no reason to be depressed. There's no reason to be in despair or despondency. Ask the Lord, he will answer your prayer. Even this morning, he will answer your prayer. I said even this morning, he will answer your prayer. If you are down, he will lift you up. If the storms are coming against your life, all that storm will stop this morning. There will be a calm in your life in Jesus' name. But as you pray, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, if the Lord tells me that if you do like this, you won't receive anything from me, and then he tells me, if you do like this, you will receive everything from me, I will be wise. What the Lord has told me, that if I do it like this, if I ask like this, if I pray like this, if I think like this, I will not receive anything of the Lord. I think the wise thing to do is now. I know that if I think like that, I won't get anything. If I act like that, I won't get anything. If I pray like that, I won't get anything. If I fast like that, I won't get anything. The wisdom of God then tells me, I'll face this direction. He tells me, if I ask in faith, everything I ask, he will give unto me. That will change your prayer. That will change your pattern. That will change your lifestyle. That every time you're asking the Lord for anything, you are asking in faith, and the Lord will answer your prayer. I said the Lord will answer your prayer. He says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And then he says in verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The storms are coming. Already you're unstable, and you want to be stabilized, and you want the storm to go, and you want your prayer to be answered. And he says, ask in faith, everything will be all right. In your life, everything will be all right. In your family, everything will be all right. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the cry and the complaints of their fearful nature. Fearful nature. Number two, the counsel in crisis. Fear not. Number three, the command for conquerors. Go forward now. When are you to go forward? I said, when are you to go forward? But understand, the chariots were still there. They had not been defeated yet. They had not gone. They had not drowned in the Red Sea. They could see them. They could see Pharaoh. Pharaoh himself said, I'll be with all the chariots, and I'm going to bring all those Egyptians back. The Lord had not even dealt with them. And the Lord is saying, go forward. Whatever you see, whatever appears to you, and whatever might be going on in your body, don't worry about that. Leave that alone. The Lord will deal with that. Go forward now. When are you going to go forward? I said, when will you go forward? It's confirmed in Jesus' name. You will move forward in Jesus' name. Number one, look at number one, the cry and complaints of their fearful nature. In Exodus chapter 14, reading from verse 10. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They were so afraid, but they did something good. They cried unto the Lord. They cried unto the Lord. That means they made their situation known unto God. But you know, when you cry to the Lord, there are different ways you can cry to the Lord. You can cry to the Lord in faith, with the assurance that this is not beyond God. You can cry to the Lord with the remembrance that this is what he did just a few days ago in the land of Egypt. You can cry to the Lord with confidence and faith and trust, knowing that whatever you ask, the Lord will answer. That's the way you'll cry to the Lord today. I said that's the way you cry to the Lord today. But there's another way you can cry to the Lord. You can cry to the Lord as, I'm unfortunate. Why did I bring myself to this? Why am I here? I'm going to perish now. I'm going to die now. You can cry to the Lord negatively. And when you cry to the Lord like that, you're not crying in faith, you're crying in fear. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, and he said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? You know, there are some people, unbelieving believers, and I'm surprised if they have a little headache, they'll be thinking of death. If they have a little stomach problem, they'll be thinking of death. If they have a little a kind of a challenge that maybe is their cover cloth that covered their feet in the night, and so they're in a dream and they could not move their feet, they'll be thinking of death. If they have a little challenge, death is too near their mouth. Take that language out of your mouth. You will not die. It's not time for you to die yet. I'm talking to people who don't understand. Death will be far away from you in Jesus' name. They forgot God said, I'm bringing you out of Egypt to take you into the land of promise. And every time a little thing happens, death, death, death. But thank God, I will not die. I'm not ready to die yet. There's no death in the timetable of God for me at this time. I'm saying it for myself. You can say it for yourself. There is no death, everybody. There's no death in the timetable of God for me at this time. I see you coming alive. And the life of God will prevail in your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? They have not forgotten the words they spoke when they were still in Egypt. Forget all the words you have spoken when you were going through the stormy waters in the past. And because all those words, they amount to nothing. Speak a new language. Speak in new tongues. And let the positive utterance of your mouth be that you are going up and you are going forward, and nothing negative will happen in your life. It will be unto you according to your faith. It will be unto you according to your language. It will be unto you according to your utterance. They said, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. But thank God, that's of the past. You will not die. Life has been proposed and planned and promised for you. That life will take effect in Jesus' name. Look at Exodus chapter 17. And we're reading from verse 3. Exodus chapter 17. We're looking at verse 3. It says, and the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst. The surprising thing is they were spiritual babies that never grew up. The same language, they come to Easter retreat, the same language, they come to workers' retreat, the same language, they come to December retreat, the same language, they come to third weekend revival, the same language, die. Thank God, it will not answer a negative prayer. And those who want to die, and God doesn't want them to die, God says, your timetable will not take over my timetable. My timetable for you is life. My timetable for you is long life. And so when you are crying and then you are showing your timetable, let me die now. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. And the ways, as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, says the Lord. You talk of death, he is talking of abundant life. I throw it at you. Catch it now. Abundant life in Jesus' name. Look at number two here. Number two, the counsel in crisis. Fear not. The counsel in crisis. Anytime you come to a crisis, anytime you come to a crossroad, it's because God wants to show his power in your life. That crisis will not end your journey. That crisis will not end my journey. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, tell me, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. I'm going to ask you to open it. And Moses said unto the people, tell me, fear ye not, and stand still. You know, when somebody is afraid, he runs up and down. Those are the people that easily have accidents. Something has happened. They hear a noise. And it's a great sharp noise. Then they run out of the house. They're not even looking around. What's the cause of that noise? What's that? All of a sudden that they hear that, they just get up and they are fearful and they run. We're not looking at this side of the road, that side of the road. That's how they have accidents. Some people, they run into a pit, they run into the gutter, and they break their bones because of fear. When anything happens, you understand, you're going to the land of Canaan. How many are going to the land of Canaan? And so, when something happens, you stand still, you look at that, you look at this other side. God, what do I do? If he wants you to stand still, your protection will be in standing still. And if he wants you to go to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind thee. Go this way and there'll be protection for you in Jesus' name. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And remember, the highest power of Egypt was there. The magicians of Egypt might be with them. The chariots of Egypt might be there. Whatever their power, whatever their authority, those Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more forever in Jesus' name. Fear not. The Lord will be with you. Fear not, the Lord will protect you. Isaiah chapter 41, we're reading from verse 10. Isaiah 41, reading from verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Pharaoh is on the other side. the almighty creator of heaven and earth is here by your side, fear ye not. I will not fear. I will not fear. Sickness comes. The healer says, fear not, I am with thee. Oppression comes, and the deliverer says, fear not, I am with thee. Poverty, joblessness comes, and the provider says, fear not, I am with thee. All your problems are solved. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It is done. I said it is done. We're looking at number three here. Number three, the command for conquerors, go forward now. Praise the Lord, I'm moving on. Praise the Lord, I'm going forward. Praise the Lord, I will not backslide. Say it now. Let heaven hear you. You will not go down the drain in Jesus' name. Better days ahead of you. Glorious days ahead of you. Uplifting projects ahead of you. The days of life and the days of abundance you have been dreaming about and praying about is about to clear from in your sight. It will happen in Jesus' name. The Lord said unto Moses, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, wherefore Christ thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel. Speak unto the children of Israel. Hold on. Suppose you were there and you saw those Egyptians and you saw Pharaoh and you saw their chariots and you have gone to school, you have read about the development of the armory of the Egyptians, and you know they were the greatest power at that time. Suppose you are one of those people and you were afraid and fearful, and Moses now tells you, and he doesn't have anything in his hand, all he has is a rod. And when God spoke to him, you didn't hear. He didn't speak like thunder. He only spoke to Moses. And Moses now tells everybody, and you were there, fear not, stand still. The enemies you see today, you will see them no more forever. Now go forward. What will you do? Some people will dodge. They'll say, not me. I'll not go forward at this time. What I'm telling you is God told me to tell you that in spite of what is happening, go forward. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, it's just preaching? I'm not just preaching. I'm telling you, God said to you, go forward. Climb that mountain. Rise up. And shed off all your fears and shed off all the things against your life. Go forward. I'll see you on the mountaintop in Jesus' name. He said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And they went forward. The Lord opened the sea. He will open your sea. He will open that ocean for you. And you will march forward and go forward in Jesus' name. Let's come to point number three now. Point number three is the fullness of dominion for forward moving hopeful pilgrims. Hope has come back to your life. I said hope has come back to your life. Three things we're looking at. Number one, deliverance through the rod of Moses. deliverance through the rod of Moses. Number two, dominion by the word of his mouth. Number three, decree by the God of all might. Decree by the God of all might. Look at number one. Number one, deliverance through the rod of Moses. Look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 16. But lift up thou thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. We are those children of Israel today. I am part of the children of Israel today. And you will go on dry ground. That sea before you, without a bridge, will be divided. You will move on. You will get to the other side. And on the other side, you will sing the song of victory in Jesus' name. Verse 21. In verse 21, and Moses stretched out his rod over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Look at the next verse, verse 22. It says, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Amen. It will happen for you. Amen. The Lord is ready now and is standing up in heaven. He knows what you are going through and is going to divide that thing. And where there's no door and where there's no way, the Lord will make a way for you. And the Lord will open the door for you in Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 110, Psalm 110. And we're looking at verse 2. Psalm 110, verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Look at verse 3. In verse 3, the people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The Israelites, all of a sudden, all that fear changed. All that fear was erased. And now they had the faith. The people became willing. And as Moses said, go forward. Everything turned, everything changed. This morning, as you come to this workers retreat, all the fears of the past, they are gone. All the doubts of the past, they are gone. All the despair of the past, they are gone. All the depression of the past, they are gone. And now the fear of why should I go forward? Look at the Egyptians. Is it not better to die in Egypt? Your language has changed from death to life in Jesus' name. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, shall the dew of thy youth. Let's come to number two. Number two is the dominion by the word of his mouth. Dominion by the word of his mouth. The word of his mouth and the word of your mouth, when the two words agree, there'll be an explosion of miracle. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. Matthew chapter 8, we're looking at verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Look at this centurion. What did he know? Maybe he had read about Moses. Moses spoke the word only. And he told the children of Israel to march forward. And then he threw, he pointed the rod and the sea divided. Maybe he had heard about that. Maybe he heard about Joshua. On the day of battle, that Joshua looked up and he spoke the word only and said, sun, stand there, moon, stand there. And it was fulfilled. What did he know? Maybe he had heard of how Jesus Christ, by his might and power, he spoke the word and the demons were cast out and the diseases were healed. And so he said, I'm a man on authority. I understand spiritual authority. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And today I come to you with the word of the Lord. And I speak that word into your life. I speak that word into your family. I speak that word into your situation. Your problem is solved in Jesus' name. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Every stronghold in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your heart, in your spirit, they're pulled down in Jesus' name. In verse 5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity. They will not bring you into captivity. You will bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Number 3 now is the decree by God, the God of all might. The decree by the God of all might. Look at Job chapter 22. In Job chapter 22, reading from verse 27. Job 22, reading from verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. Who is going to pray? I said, who is going to pray? Thou shalt make that prayers unto him. The Lord is waiting for you. And he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Look at verse 28. In verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Are you there? Can you decree? What are you going to decree? What God has already decreed against Pharaoh and against the chariots of Pharaoh. What he has said, you say the same thing. What God has decreed against your sickness, what he has said, that's what you say. What God has decreed against your oppression, that's what you are going to say. What Christ has said and what Christ has decreed already. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you as a king, under the authority of the King of Kings, you say, you decree exactly what he has decreed. It is done. What are you? I said it is done. Thou shalt also decree a sin. You know, when we say, rise up and let us pray, some people will just stand down, they just stand there, they won't say anything, they don't decree anything, they are meditating, They are remembering the message. They are enjoying the message. They are just saying, praise God, praise God. That's not decree. They are just saying, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. That's not a decree. They are just saying, this is my problem, this is my problem. Let the pastor pray for me. That's not a decree. But today, the word of power is in your mouth. I said the word of authority is in your mouth. Thou shalt also. Other people may talk, other people may pray, but thou also, you'll decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. I will also decree a thing, say that after me, and it shall be established unto me, and the light shall shine upon my ways. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, we're looking at verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, we're looking at verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. You are the king, you are the queen today. Where the word of a king is, there is power. As you speak today, the power coming out of your mouth will drive away all those things that have oppressed your life until today, in Jesus' name. Now, Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. It says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Think about that. The authority the Lord has given you, the power the Lord has given you, that whatsoever you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This place where you are now, is it earth or heaven? Tell me. As you are here on earth, that place you are sitting, that place you are standing, whatever you open your mouth, remember, let him ask in faith, nothing doubting, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, tossed here and there. He says, let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. But he says, turn away from that side and turn to this side, asking faith, nothing wavering, and it shall be done unto you in Jesus' name. And whatsoever in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your profession, the key is in your hand and the ball is at your court. And whatsoever you ask, he will answer you. Bind it, is bound in heaven. Loose it, and it is loosed in heaven. The authority is there. Anybody rising up there to manifest the authority, anybody rising up there to declare, this is what the Lord had said, it will be done. Open your mouth, don't just think, and don't just meditate. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, this day it will be done. Authority. If you have never loosed anything before, loose it now. If you have never bound anything before, bind it now. It will be done. Fear not. Don't talk about death. Talk about life. Abundant life. Don't talk about weakness. Talk about strength. Don't talk about, I never got it. You get it today. God cannot lie. Christ cannot lie. The word of the Lord cannot lie. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. The Lord has spoken to you. Grab it. Hold on to it. Accept it. It is done. It will be done. It will be done. It will be done. Pharaoh is conquered. The magicians are conquered. All those chariots of Egypt, they're drowned. No doubt, no fear, no unbelief, no negative talk, no negative thoughts. Move on. The day of your power, the day of your authority, the day of irresistible anointing in your life. Brother, make the decree. Sister, make the decree. It will be done. It will be done. Why not today? His power cannot fail. His promise cannot fail. Why not today? It will be done. It must be done. The yoke is broken. That negative power is driven away. The sickness is healed. That mountain is moved away. Make the decree. Remember, we'll answer your prayer. Remember, he's not a partial God. Remember, you have the key. Remember, you are to make the decree. And let your decree match the decree of the Almighty God. Say what he has said. Confess what he has confirmed. Claim what he has provided. faith that prevails. That's what you have this morning. Faith that prevails. That's what God has dropped in your heart now. Faith that prevails. In Jesus' name we pray. Conquerors, overcomers, victorious people, in Jesus' name we pray. Everything you have asked, God has done. The decrees you have made, the Lord has established. Every promise you are holding on to, the Lord has fulfilled in your life. Conquerors, where are you? Father, in Jesus' name, what joy we have, what assurance we have, what confession we make that we know that your word is fulfilled for us already. Lord, we pray for every brother, every sister, every worker, every leader. We're asking you fulfill your word of promise for everyone in Jesus' name. Every mountain clear out of the way. Every sickness be healed. Every oppression, attack, affliction be taken away. Every storm, every trial be removed in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be confirmation in every life. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is done. My prayers have been answered. My problem has been solved. The decree I made has been established. Be it so in your life, in Jesus' name.